Hachette Audio presents The Unlikely Disciple, a sinner's semester at America's holiest university. Written and read by Kevin Roos. Featuring a special conversation with the author.
Author's note. The events in this book are true as depicted. However, with the exception of certain public figures and individuals who agreed to be identified, all names and personal details have been changed. Some bits of dialogue have been slightly rearranged, and some events appear out of sequence. Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing, some people have entertained angels without knowing it. Hebrews 13:2. To Mom and Dad, who would kill the fatted calf for me any day. Prepare ye. It's midnight at Liberty University, and I'm kneeling on the floor of my dorm room, praying. This is not a particularly unusual event. Any night of the week, a quick stroll through Liberty's campus would reveal hundreds of students in the same position, making the same kind of divine appeal. At this school, we pray for everything. Good grades, a winning football season, religious revival in America, chicken fingers in the dining hall. Our God is a workhorse God. And as the Bible instructs, we petition him without ceasing. Put it this way, if prayers emitted light, you'd see us from space. Our chancellor, the Reverend Jerry Falwell, always tells us that prayer is the key to a productive Christian life. And, well, he should know. In 1971, Reverend Falwell felt God calling him to start a Christian college in his hometown of Lynchburg, Virginia. He answered the call. And over the next 36 years, while organizing the Moral Majority, shepherding one of America's largest megachurches, and establishing himself as the father of the religious right, he found time to transform that Christian college into what it is today, the world's largest evangelical university, a 10,000-student training ground for America's conservative Christian youth. Bible Boot Camp, he calls it. It's a tongue-in-cheek name, but a fairly accurate one. Like a West Point drill sergeant, Reverend Falwell prides himself on discipline. His field manual, a 46-page code of conduct called the Liberty Way, governs every aspect of our lives and dispenses concrete punishments when we veer off course, such as possession and or use of tobacco, 6 reprimands and a $25 fine. Improper personal contact, anything beyond hand-holding. 4 reprimands and a $10
sample complete. Ready to continue?